Thank you guys for listening to these ads. I got just a few more to go, and then we will get into this episode, I promise. So first, let me tell you about the Grow Guru. If you've ever wanted to grow your own medical cannabis and you're just not sure where to begin, hit up my boy Kalei, and he can be your guide on your journey from seed to cultivation and set you up for success. Another added bonus is you can get away from those overpriced dispensaries and those shady black market deals that never really felt comfortable to begin with, right? If you want to check him out, you can check out our second sponsor, which is Oahu Garden Supply. They got everything from locally produced nutrients to locally produced soil and everything in between. They are located at 94-150 Leoleo Street in beautiful Waipahu, Hawaii. Go stop by and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. Next, we got my good homie Bong of Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Once you've gotten everything you need to know from the guru, you can hit up Pakalolo Seed Molokai to expand your genetics. If you want to try a variety of different strains, you can find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank or PureSativa.com. And last but not least, we got my longtime homie and good friend Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, over at Retro Hawaii, picking up and finding all the obscure and vintage styles from Hawaii. So if you're into that kind of shit, go check him out on Instagram, and I guarantee you he's got something you like. You know, he's been posting a bunch of throwback University of Hawaii Rainbows gear, which is hard to find now because nobody wanted to be known as the Rainbows. But anyway, fucking thank you very much to our sponsors. Please do go check them out and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. All right, that's it for now. Here comes the episode. Love you guys. Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. Thank you again for joining me. I'm your host, Eric. It's been a while since I've been in this studio to actually record a studio. I've been in here a lot, actually, lately. There's been some major changes in the Voices from the Planet studio. The main one being that I donated the studio couch to the new studio for Everyone Knows You're High and replaced it with what will soon become the Voices from the Planet grow room / studio. That's right, folks. One big update is, after all these years, I'm finally trying my hand at growing and cultivating my own cannabis. Guided by the guru, of course. I would have it no other way. I don't know how I'd be able to do this on my own without some guidance and wisdom from the guru. So we'll be talking about it on Everyone Knows You're High as kind of like a weekly update into how the grow is going. But I got a clone of some sour diesel from the guru to get me started. So I got one plant this gigantic fucking fluorescent light system that he gave me. And then I had to like figure out and rig a way to be able to suspend the light so that way it's above the plant, obviously. But I have this kind of ghetto rig set up. I need to like, well, I better check with the guru first, but I'm pretty sure like you enclose it with like reflective shit on the inside, right? That's what I've seen other grow rooms kind of looking like. Maybe I can buy like those car like windshield visors that you put in your car when you park so it reflects the sunlight. Maybe I'll get a couple of those and somehow rig together this thing. All I know is I need to get my air conditioner working back in my house because it's getting really hot in this room with this fucking light. He told me I should be doing 20 on, 4 off, but I don't have like, my schedule is just all over the place. So he was going to hook me up with a timer, but he said for now I can just go 24 with the light on, 24/7. So until I get that next upgrade, this girl is getting a lot of light, and keeping the soil damp is been something I've been contesting with, because the light is so bright and so warm. I think it's just evaporating all the water and moisture from the soil. So it's been a task to keep it moist. And that's what he said, just like damp, keep the soil damp. But then it just evaporates so quickly. So mahalo to the guru for hooking me up and getting me started. That's what he's there for. So if you're like interested in growing your own cannabis and are looking for some guidance from someone who definitely has a lot of experience, go hit up my boy Kale at the Grow Guru Hawaii on Instagram and let him know Eric sent you. Another big story to update the world on, because I'm sure it's not nationally known yet, but you know, for a while there's been an ongoing issue with these Red Hill fuel storage tanks and the condition of them. They've been leaking. They sit dangerously close to one of the main aquifers that supplies thousands of people on Oahu with fresh drinking water. So, you know, there's been a lot of public outcry because of recent water contaminations that have been happening on military bases for the most part, but it's where the Navy supplies their water to like the Navy housing and shit. But like it recently blew up, which highlighted the decades-long struggle that Native Hawaiians have been fighting in regards to the issue of these tanks and where they're located and the potential issues that could arise, which within this year have arisen. But today, the Department of Defense made a statement or a press conference or whatever the fuck and said that they were going to decommission and drain all the fuel from the fuel tanks. I mean, it's like hundreds of millions of gallons. And they're going to store it somewhere. What did they say? Like, not mid-Pacific. Like, they said something somewhere else, though. But it ain't going to be in Red Hill over our water, which is great. And here's where I'll put my conspiracy theorist hat on and say, how about the Navy just is like, fuck these motherfuckers, right? making us have it to drain the shit. Like, we thought, they thought they were going to get away with it and be like, fuck you guys, we're going to keep our fuel in that tank. So now they got to go through the logistics, right, of moving it out of there, putting it to wherever it's going to go. How are they going to do that? I hope there's no fucking accidents that happen during the transportation of this fuel and doesn't have any more ecological damages on our land. But I wouldn't be surprised if, oh, oops, fuck, you know, something happened. We didn't mean for it to happen, but it looks like we might have spilled some fuel in the process. It probably won't happen, but if it does, you can say you heard it here first. Because it's always easy for fucking conspiracy people to talk about shit that happened, right? People who are independent researchers. And I use that term, conspiracy people, just because it's like easy. I know it has negative connotations, but we got to look past that and just know that I'm lazy when it comes to vocabulary. So I just go with the easiest terminology to be widely understood. You know who the fuck I'm talking about. But rarely do these people ever make predictions. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Be making my conspiracy predictions or my whatever. Just my predictions on how I think things are going to go in the future. Because when it comes to doing that shit with my kids, I'm like, don't go on there. You're going to fall and you're going to get hurt. I'm like 99.99% of the time, I'm right. I don't know if I just have the gift of prophecy where I can see the future and know the outcomes, or you've seen these things happen over and over and over, so you statistically know what the probability of an out of a situation is going to be, so you can within some degree of accuracy predict the future, right? Like, every time you guys do this shit, something bad happens. So let's just go ahead and try and guess what the bad thing is going to happen when you guys do this thing. But I mean, ultimately it's good news for the people of Hawaii and our water. Yeah, we'll see what these motherfuckers do. They're all out there fucking up the rest of the world. What makes you think they give a shit about where they're at on U.S. soil? But anyways, speaking of international conflicts, have you guys heard about what's going on in the Ukraine? Well, if you were unaware, Russia, which is a bigger country, is invading the Ukraine, which is, I believe, a smaller country. And it's not good. Pretty crazy. It's hard to fucking believe what you're seeing coming out on social media as far as like videos that are claiming to be from the Ukraine, showing missile attacks and tanks and just the devastation of war. And it's really fucked up because today I saw a video on Instagram. And it was a dude running down a street in front of like a burnt out, blown up building. And the caption just said like, you can't always believe what you see, which is really fucked up because technically that's all you really could believe is what you saw with your own eyes. But now the fucking abilities of these, I don't know, Photoshop, video editor dudes, like the whole video was like a fake video. So they had the guy running and then it like stops and like plays it in rewind, and then they start pulling off all of the layered elements from this video, and like all of it was all the fire, all the smoke, all the fucking burnt out looking shit was all CGI layers. And it looked real as shit. So it makes you wonder, like, what of these videos is actually real if you're not seeing it with your own two eyes? And then I start to wonder, is that the point of showing this video of how things can be faked, is to make you question everything you see? I mean, do they want us to, like, fuck, it's like, it's hard to like figure out what position they're taking. Like, see, look, you can't believe what you see. All this shit could be fake. So the war might not be as bad as it is. You know what I mean? Or see, I can't even, like, my brain just, like, glitched. Or we should be thankful that the internet exists, that we're being able to see all of these videos if, in fact, they are real. Because there's something we wouldn't have access to fucking, like, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. This type of eyes on what's going on did not exist. Everything we got was from the media. And we all know these motherfuckers can't be trusted, no matter what media. Even if you're in the media and you're taking a stance where, like, fake news is real, you can't trust these guys. And I'm talking about, like, Fox News, right? Because they're always criticizing the CNNs, the MSNBCs. They're always talking shit about those legacy media agencies. But it's like, motherfuckers, Fox News, you are also one of those guys. So when you talk shit about the fake media and the lying media and all this stuff, like, you, by default, are included in that demographic. So I don't know how they think that they can convince the public that they're somehow different than their counterparts. It just doesn't make sense. And then, like, do you even believe independent news agencies, like, or researchers or whatever the fuck they want to call themselves? Like, how far are you going to trust them with what they're saying? Because it feels like everybody's got a fucking agenda, right? Yeah. That's the way I feel about it. Like, even if you look at, like, an Alex Jones or fucking going back as far as, like, Art Bell and William Cooper, like, they had an agenda, right? And they told us their agenda was exposing the power elites and their nefarious plans and objectives. But can you even trust these motherfuckers? I mean, it's kind of funny to say how Alex Jones has been correct on a bunch of shit and people are having to admit it. That's a tough pill for a lot of people to swallow, I think. It's that whole fucking meme, right? Everybody who said I was crazy at the beginning of the pandemic, me, for the past how many years when I was saying all this shit, now they want to believe and now they want to make, like... But isn't that a good thing? Like, I can appreciate the fact that more people are skeptical of just, like, the official story or the official narrative. That's a good thing. And as someone who has, been perceived maybe as the crazy conspiracy dude, like, I'm not mad. I think it's cool. It's funny. You can laugh about it. And you don't have to hold any sort of, like, animosity towards these people. It's like, welcome, bitch. Because isn't that the fucking point? Wasn't it? Like, at one point in time in your journey of awakening, for lack of a better term, or your descent down the conspiracy rabbit holes, like, at some point, didn't you think, like, everybody needs to fucking know this shit, right? Like, you gotta tell everybody. And that's when your friends and your family begin to get irritated with you and think you're nuts for believing what you believe. But now, majority of the people believe that shit. And I am mad at it. Like, they don't even need to apologize because it's cool. Like, there was one point in time, and I forget who said it, but it was kind of during, like, the peak of my, you guys don't know about 9/11, you motherfuckers, it was an inside job, da 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 da, you know, and, like, just giving people ear beatings, where I heard, like, there's no race to wake everybody up. Like, people will come around and see for themselves what they need to see in order to realize. So there's no particular need to shake the people awake. You know, you let them wake up on their own time. And it's easier on them. It's not as much of a shock to their system because they're slowly figuring shit out on their own. And yeah, that's better that way, I think. But yeah, it's a fucking good thing that people are waking up and not just going along so easily with what they're told. Anyways, Hawaii is still the only fucking state with indoor mask mandates. Thank you, Governor Ige. Pretty soon, maybe. I think they said, like, the 26th, the emergency order expires, and I guess he said he's just going to let it run out. But here's the thing with all this, like, so this past weekend on, like, Sunday at midnight, the Oahu Safe Access program expired, which was the program where you had to show your vaccination card or a negative COVID test prior to entering, like, pretty much all businesses, like restaurants, gyms, movie theaters, fuck whatever else. So that expired. So you no longer need to present your cards or your tests for certain businesses and stuff. But that's city level. So that was the mayor, Blangardi, fucking Boston Pizza. He just let that one expire. And it's weird. It's like, why you let it expire? I want to just say, like, it's over. We're done now. Like, I don't, like, there's got to be some sort of political maneuvering involved with that to let it expire rather than make the decision to cut it short. And I wonder if it's like, say they said, all right, we're ending this thing, right? And then next day there's like a crazy fucking outbreak. Everybody would blame them, even though everybody wants the mandates lifted and all this shit done with already. Well, majority of the people, if there was some crazy outbreak a couple days after they dropped all this shit or they made the call, everybody would be pointing the finger at them like, it's your fault. But so maybe that's why they just let it expire. So it's nobody's fault. The emergency proclamation or whatever just ran out. So could be. That could be one reason. I don't know. But so hopefully by the end of this month, before the end of this month, we will join the rest of the country in not having to wear masks. And I hope that extends, like, to kids in classrooms. I mean, I know some businesses, there are going to be certain people and folks out there that, you know, have bought in to the science, in air quotes, and may require you to still wear masks in their businesses, like, in order to come in. Because I think they can still do that, right? I think it's along the lines of, like, no shirt, no shoes, no service. Like, they can kind of, like, dictate, like, you got to wear a mask. And I know people are going to fight it and say, like, the emergency order is lifted, you fucking moron. They're probably going to, like, fight about this shit even more than they did about, like, how dumb masks were. That's going to be the next thing to fight about, is, like, you don't have to do this anymore. The governor lifted, or the emergency order expired. You can stop forcing us to wear masks. And people are going to be like, well, it's our business, we can do what we want. So, but you're an idiot. Fuck, oh my God. I'm telling you, I got a real negative outlook on most things in this fucking life, because you've seen the way people have been acting for the past 2 years. You think everybody's just going to turn around and get along? Like, you think all the people who have dug their heels in about, you're going to fucking kill my grandma if you don't wear your mask and be vaccinated and all this, you think that shit's just going to evaporate away once the emergency order goes away? Nah, these people are fucking in it for the long haul, yo. These guys have drunk the Kool-Aid, I guess, and it's not gonna be over. There's probably gonna be people out there protesting the end of the like, you let them, what, don't let it end, extend the mandates, you know. There's going to be people still yelling at people about, where's your fucking masks? And the fighting will continue, because I feel like, as much as, like, we think, like, they're running out of steam with this pandemic, you know what I mean? They're giving up. I don't think they are. I think it's more election-based. Like, they got the midterms coming up. So, you know, let's ease up, make us look good. All these Democratic states finally coming around, letting their people be free. Then they'll get reelected. And then, guess what? A new variant is around. Mandates, lockdowns, masks, shots, everything. You get all of it. Fucking, that shit's gonna happen. Mark my words. That's another prediction I'll make. Is these motherfuckers gonna let that shit expire? Maybe if the governor or mayor or whoever, like, officially, like, ends it, they can't, like, reinstate it later for the same thing. Like, they might not be able, like, well, how can you say there's another coronavirus emergency when you made a decision to end the emergency proclamation? Maybe it has something to do with that. Like, if it expires, they're able to reinstate it later. I don't fucking know. I don't know. But we'll see. Maybe Josh Green will get elected like I've predicted. This new fuck yourself variant will come around and back to where we started. So I know you're going to probably hear from a lot of people out there that, so that's why you should go out and vote, to make sure you can affect some change in your local areas. Vote this, vote that, whatever. Who lead a system? How are you going to who lead a system when you're working within the rules of the old system? That's not how you who lead a system. I think, and I've said it before, and trust me, I'm not advocating for violence. However, if you're looking at history, violent revolution is kind of the only way that things get done. So if you're really talking about who lead a system, you may have to really consider and have an honest, open discussion with yourself about what hoolying actually means to you. Because, yeah, you flip them, you change them, but how? What you going to do? You going to replace one guy? Replace one mayor, one governor, some local fucking representatives. It's a system. And I don't know, Trask fucking Gandhi, how peaceful revolution. Actually, it worked for him. That was a bad example. Fuck. Damn it. So it's possible. It's possible. But how many Gandhis are there? Like, what does Hawaiian sovereignty, I guess, independence look like? But you're going to hear from a lot of people. Make sure you get out there and vote. And if you want to, and if you think that works, then by all means, go ahead and do that. But like I said, as much as everybody hates Josh Green right now, that fucker probably still going to win as a mayor or governor. Who can be the mayor? Amamiya. I don't think shit's going to change in Hawaii, bro. And really the only... I mean, it's good. And I'm one of them when I say this. So it's not like a judgment call or statement. But a lot of people only started paying attention to like this political shit once this pandemic popped off, right? Because rules and shit were being put in place that were having a direct impact on the day-to-day life of regular people, right? Can I do this? Can I do that? Homeschool, you're basically homeschooling your kids for a year. And people got like fed up, so they became a little more mindful and aware of who these people are and you know where they get their fucking donations from. But nobody really gave a fuck. And the people in power here just continue to do whatever they want. Like, I feel like Hawaii is, I said it before, I feel like a fucking broken record, is a perfect, like, testing ground for different type of mandates. Let's see how far we can push these people before they snap. And you may march, you may gather, you might wave signs and flags and feel like you're doing something. And you may be bringing awareness to your situation or the plight of your people. But are we really making any change by standing around in Waikiki yelling at people who are just here visiting and really don't give a shit? That's just my rant there on a... local politics, I guess. I am gearing up here for a trip, a work trip for the next, well, not the next. Well, I guess it'll be the next 3-4 days when this is out. But I leave on Wednesday, fly back on Saturday. We're going to Kauai for work. Yay! I am not a huge fan of airplane travel. I just, fuck, for one, I don't like airports. Just too many people. Stressful. Traveling is stressful. I hate, like, packing, having to, like, make sure you got everything. Make sure you didn't bring shit you weren't supposed to bring on the plane. And because it's for work, there's a lot more of that happening because there's a lot of things that we're bringing. So it's not just, like, my own personal shit I got to worry about. And then, like, being on time and schedules and other people and just, fuck, man. Like, I'm not looking forward to traveling. Although I like being places. Just fucking really weird. Like, I love going to visit family in the mainland. But I hate having to fly there. That's why when we had that one opportunity, well, we had to make a decision if we were going to fly from Wisconsin to Ohio or drive. And obviously one is way longer and one was way cheaper. And so we went with the drive and that was fucking awesome. I mean, it was like a 20 or 18 to 20 hour drive, something like that. But fuck, it was good fun. Exhausting. But to do that over all the anxiety and stress that comes with even taking like a 45-minute hour flight, still, it's just like, ugh, I just don't like it. So I'd rather drive like 20 times the time or the length of time than it would be to fly, just to avoid flying. And it was weird because there was that certain point where, like, as you're driving and we've made it a substantial distance from where we left from and we're on our way to our destination, and it kind of sinks in like we're on this fucking journey. But it's a different kind of like anxiety and this anticipation. It was like not like fearful. It's kind of like exciting and cool. You're in the middle of nowhere and shit. It's getting dark. You're trusting this GPS to get you where you need to go. Can you imagine having to do that shit with maps back in the day? Like, it was no joke. You read the map wrong and got fucking lost, right? Luckily, GPS, they got that shit on lockdown. But yeah, so I'll let you know how that shit goes when I get back. But just the traveling part, the airports, the moving, the logistics, all that shit is just like, it gives me anxiety. So I'm not necessarily the most pleasant traveler. Like, ask my wife. She'll tell you how like irritating I can be and like how grumpy I can be when we're trying to travel. But I think I'm going to try and be better because I'm around coworkers. I can't be like being pissy and snapping at coworkers just because you're feeling some sort of anxiety, stress. It's been a while. It's been like almost, I mean, it's been like years since I've traveled with work. I've only done it once so far. I mean, it's fucking cool. This is like, I have a fucking great job. The shit we do is fucking super cool. I wish I could talk about it more, but I ain't trying to fucking put that shit on blast. But it's just the fucking traveling. Ugh. Like, I was like thinking I didn't really want to go on this trip just because of the flying and shit. But I also didn't go on the last one when they went to the Big Island. It's like, I feel like I gotta go because we gotta spread it around. Not everybody should be burdened with the work and travel every time. So I sucked it up and said, fuck, I'll go. And like almost instantly after, they're like, oh, great, cool, Eric's on board. I was like, fuck, I regret it. Shit, I shouldn't have done it. But I've committed. I'm fucking gonna do it. I'm gonna try and be happy. Here's the thing. As you know, still quitting smoking. Or still quitting nicotine. So I may have a little fucking relapse on this trip. I may actually bring my e-pucka. Maybe I'll try not to smoke actual cigarettes. But I just feel like it's gonna be a lot of stressful moments. High intensity moments, I should say. Where at the end of it all, I may just want to like have some fucking nicotine or something. Calm me down. So, I don't know. I'm debating. I got a couple of days to decide. I got to pack my shit, man. Ugh. I'm trying to, like, pack only, like, board shorts and shit so I don't have to worry about a belt. Like, all these little things I'm trying to do just to, like, make my life a little easier because I'm going to have so much other work shit to worry about and have to keep track of that, like, the least amount of my own shit I got to worry about, the better. So I can kind of focus on that. That's kind of my plan. Maybe I should get some like CBD or something to help with the anxiety. I don't know. I love Kauai. Fuck, Kauai is such a great island. That's like my pace, right? Slow, nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just chill. What else was I going to talk about? I think that was it. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. Fucking documentary recommendation for you guys. It might not be for all of you, but if you're into music, documentaries, and if you are a fan of punk rock music, I highly recommend the documentary on YouTube. It's called Punk in Drublic, and it is about a festival put on by Fat Mike of the band NOFX. And it was like this beer and punk rock festival, 21 and over, no kids, five bands, fucking like NOFX, Pennywise, like all these great bands. Most of them were from like the Fat Records label, which is like, I think that's fucking Fat Mike's. Like, I'm not like well knowledgeable about all this shit, but this is what I got out of what I was picking up. And there may be obvious connections that I just wasn't aware of, but there's a fucking great documentary about them putting on these festivals. And then I'm not going to spoil it, but I highly, highly recommend it. Has great show footage, great interviews with band members from like Bad Religion, NOFX, fucking Face to Face, just a bunch of great punk rock bands from like that 80s, 90s era. I mean, I was surprised. I mean, not that I didn't know that these bands are still around making music, because I see them and I listen to them on like Apple Music and shit, and there's like their newer albums, but I haven't seen videos or watched these guys in fuck how long, and to see how old they look but still fucking punk rock is fucking awesome to see. Like the dudes from NOFX, I mean, they gotta be like in their 50s probably at this point, but yeah, they seem to still be living that punk life, just like not giving a fuck. And it's pretty goddamn inspiring, actually. So after watching that documentary this past weekend, I've been immersing myself in going back in time and listening to all these 90s punk rock albums. And just, fuck, feeling like a kid again, man. Deep down, I think, like, punk rock is still, like, up there as far as, I mean, I'm not like a fucking knowledgeable punk rock historian and shit, but like as far as just like a fan of the music, it's up there. It's probably one of my top genres, like hip hop, punk rock, reggae, I don't know, like whatever this new wave kind of fucking knocko, Trevor Hall, whatever you categorize these guys in. Like, I don't know, I got a pretty eclectic taste in music, but punk rock will always be one that is near and dear to my heart. Yeah, so please, it's free, it's on fucking YouTube, go check it out. It's like 2 hours something. It's a great watch, so go check it out and thank me later for that one. I think that's going to be it. Oh, actually, one more thing. No. I lie. Last night, we went to, this is Sunday night, we went to go watch The Green. I don't know if you're familiar. The sensational band, The Green. Local Hawaii band who has made, I don't know, national, international recognition, touring, doing shows, and have a pretty fat catalog as far as like albums goes. I think they have like 4 or 5 now. But they did a show at the Blue Note in Waikiki. There's actually a bunch of shows this whole weekend. And we went on Sunday. This is actually a reschedule from December was the original show date, but Omicron materialized from somewhere and now, so they canceled it, and then now they just rescheduled them. So this whole weekend was all these shows, and we went on Sunday, and Blue Note is a great venue. But I'm just gonna be honest, man. Like, and this is not a personal dig, because I know a few of these guys in the band, and I like them. They're all fucking cool guys. They're cool as fuck. But personally, I'm not like a huge fan of the Green, if we're being honest. Like, they're not bad. I can see how a lot of people like them, but there's some songs I like that I really like. I'll say that. Like, but they're not the type of band for me that I could put the whole album on and just listen from front to back, you know. But I appreciate what they're doing as far as putting Hawaii on the map. My wife actually is friends with majority of the guys in the band, because she used to hang out with them when they were all like in high school and shit, and she's known them through the different incarnations and arrangements of musicians and different bands that they were in, and she's been friends with them through it all, which makes it harder for me to say like that I'm not like a huge fan. But don't get me wrong, I'm not like hating on them. She's gonna say, "Oh, you fucking hating, I'm sensing some judgment." She doesn't sound like that, by the way. That's just my weird voice. But fuck, I don't know. I'm not like they don't get me excited. I didn't listen to them a lot, like back in the day when they first started coming out. I don't know. I'm sorry. It's just, I hate to offend anybody. And if you're a fan of the Green and you're thinking like, "Ah, this fucker, he don't know." Yeah, maybe I don't know. But that's just my personal opinion. It's not trying to fire any shots at the boys in the band, because I think they're all talented musicians. They're all fucking great. Me personally, being a drummer myself, I tend to hone in and like laser focus and like watch the drummers of bands. And the drummer is good. He kept it fucking fun and entertaining. Like, I can always appreciate a talented drummer. But yeah, well, see, like, that's the thing too. Like, reggae music in a venue like the Blue Note, which I do love, because it is chill. You can sit. It's not crowded. You're not like standing, but it's not like conducive to dancing. There's no like dance floor. And the Green is more like music to make people want to dance and shit. Not me specifically, because I don't do that. It's another thing my wife will tell you. Is like, "You never fucking dance with me." It's like, I don't dance. I don't know how to dance. Man, I'm fucking like awkward and weird. But she's like, "I want you to just grab me and pull me up to dance." And it's gives me anxiety, because it's not like there's a dance floor and we can like blend in with other people dancing. What you're asking me to do is stand up in the middle of essentially a restaurant and skank it out with you. That's a lot. That's like, even just thinking about it again is giving me like anxiety. But I will say, it was a good show. I do love live music, even if it is not a band that I'm like, you know, fully gusto for. But it's cool. It's a good night. Date night with the wife. Double date with her coworker and her husband. Yeah, it was cool. Fuck. Shout out to Blue Note and the Green. But yeah, that's it for now then. That's for real then. I'll leave it on that note. Fuck, I hope I don't get in trouble for that shit. I'm sorry, for real. Like, I'm not trying to start no beef with the Green. I love you guys. For real. Don't be mad at me. But that'll be it for this episode. Shit. I'm fucking worried about that shit now. Oh, well. If you know me, you know my intention. I mean, just come talk to me before you fucking fire back, please. Let me give me a chance. I feel like I did a good job explaining myself. It was reasonable. I'm not just talking out here talking shit. I got nothing bad to say about the band. But fuck, I mean, Sam's doing it. God damn it. Making it worse, probably. But anyway, be sure to check out the sponsors. The Grow Guru. I'm sure he's a huge fan of the green. Check him out. He's a consultant. So if you want to grow your own medical cannabis, he can show you the way. You can check him out at our second sponsor, which is Oahu Garden Supply. At home in beautiful Waipahu. You can hit them up for all your gardening supply needs, which I'm sure I will be. I've been there a lot. I hang out there. We record a podcast out of there normally. And now I'm actually probably going to be in a paying patron of that store. But he's a sponsor. He should be giving me this shit for free, right? Right? Doesn't that sound, that sounds like sponsor moves? Anyway, I'll talk to Kelly about that. Our next sponsor is my good longtime homie, Jerry, over at Retro Hawaii. Please do go check him out on Instagram at Retro Hawaii for all your vintage throwback Hawaii gear. And he also makes some pretty sick charcuterie, which is a word I've been saying a lot lately for some reason. Charcuterie boards with his logos branded on them. With like firebrand kind of shit. It's pretty dope looking. But anyway, go check out Jerry Retro Hawaii. Love you, brother. And oh shit, I totally skipped. Sorry, man, that was out of order. My bad. Bong. Pakololo Seed Molokai. Go check out the boys. Go check them out. Follow them on Instagram for sure. They've been posting a lot recently about different strains they've been coming out with. And you know, if you're so inspired by the guru to create your own grow or whatever, you can hit up Pakalolo Seed Molokai and get you started. But yeah, be sure to go check out all of the wonderful sponsors of this podcast. I truly appreciate them. Thank you guys for riding and sticking with Hawaii's slowest rising podcast. Truly, truly appreciate the support. So please go turn around and support the homies, all right? I will see you guys next time. Thank you again for listening all the way through this shit. Kind of went off the rails there at the end, but we'll see what happens after this goes out. Thank you, thank you, thank you guys. I will see you on the next episode. Love you guys. Peace. Saturday.
another time.